Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the news hour. With us in studio, as she is each and every Monday, is our networking guru, you might say, and our social media expert. Her name is Laura Kennard. Good to see you again, Laura. Welcome back. You look all summery.
I am. I went to Lake of the Ozarks. Not a good plug for Iowa, but it's close by. It's really awesome.
Yeah. And you got some sun, too.
I did. Just in time for the 4th of July weekend.
There you go.
Where
are we going this week for networking events?
Well, since it's not quite 4th of July yet, we do have a full week of
stuff
that we can do. And starting out the week, we do have our coffee meetup every Tuesday at Smoky Row. We have Million Cups every Wednesday morning at the Science Center. So that's just a little quick weekly recap.
Boom, boom.
And then we do have AIGA's Summer Luncheon Series. They've actually already started this, but it's every Wednesday, 12 to 1, different locations. So they have a Facebook page or event page under AIGA. And, of course, you can go to dmbizmixer.com and just click on the link. It'll take you right to their Facebook page, and it'll tell you where they're going to be. But this Wednesday will be at Gilroy's, which is on 8th Street in West Des Moines.
I know exactly where that is.
And I visited there right after for their open house, and Farm Boy did the graphics, and it's really pretty neat. I don't know what you thought about it.
I have not been there. My friend, Chef David Baruthio, owns right across the street.
Oh,
Prime.
Okay.
So I'm very familiar with that. And of course, I look out the window and there's Gilroy's.
So they did a redo of a very popular old space that has a wonderful patio. Mm-hmm. And they branded the whole interior with a theme. And they're going to be talking. The series is called Food for Thought. And it's basically designed for the summer and taking a look at some restaurant design stuff. And so there is a cost to it, includes some lunch. And so just you can go quickly if you want to go tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Yeah, 12 to 1. And then we do have our West Des Moines Incubator on Thursday if you're trying to work on a business idea. That's free, and they have open co-working after. Remember, that's at 318 5th Street in West Des Moines, the new incubator spot. And we have then Thursday several other things. Quarterly event, Metro Business Social, the social that's going to be from 4:30 to 7 in the Century 3 building, 2600 West Town Parkway.
Our friend Dave Milburn.
That's Dave Milburn. I know you got an email about that as well. And so this event has turned out to be very nice, usually over 100 people. There's some DJ music. There's booths around the perimeter. And just networking with other business owners, but also you can go to each person's booth. There's giveaways, and it's a pretty nice little get-together every quarter. And then you can also head out to Ankeny from 5:30 to 7:30 for Brewing Up Business, which is a fairly new networking event that's also quarterly. It goes around a beer theme, and they do donate each time to a select charity proceeds for the event through donations. And then we also have Social Media Day Happy Hour.
That's right.
So this is an international event.
On the 30th, isn't it?
On the 30th. These are all on Thursday the 30th. And so all day long, Happy Medium will be kind of having some virtual stuff going on. So you'll have to check out their Facebook event. And they've got some live video stuff going on. But then they have a physical happy hour, which is going to be at Hessen House. And that's going to be from 5 to 6:30. They're going to pick up the tab on the first hour of drinks. And then after 6 o'clock, you're on your own.
There you go. So about the time that I get out of the broadcast, then I have to buy, right?
Is that the hashtag for that is hashtag SM Day. And that will put you in the mix with all the other people that are celebrating Social Media Day around the world.
Speaking of Happy Medium, Katie Peterson's going to be a guest of ours on the 18th, I think it is.
Oh,
Monday
very good.
The 18th. Yeah.
Well, they're kind of putting that together. Yeah. And then, of course, this is already the first Friday, July. So we've got Central Iowa bloggers meeting at Panera at 6740 University, and Gravitate having their free co-working day and their happy hour as well. So lots and lots
happy,
and
happy.
Lots. Yes.
Happy, indeed. Happy. All right. Let's start. Those are some networking opportunities for business this week and into next. What mm-hmm. happens with Social Media Day? What's new? What's going
well,
on?
Well, so I was also going to throw in that today the governor signed a proclamation that made the 30th also officially Iowa's Social Media Day.
Oh, there
day.
You go.
So anyway, but as far as a social media tip, yeah. I had the opportunity to go to the Facebook tour with the bus so I could talk to live all the folks at Facebook about marketing advertising. And one of the takeaways, I knew about this before, but I want to stress that they're really upping the ante and trying to help you be more effective with your Facebook advertising. So if you Google Facebook blueprint, that is their online courses. They have a whole series of them. I'm not saying that you're going to be certified or anything, but I think it has modules that you can walk through. They have people that are available to assist you live if you have questions. And they just keep updating anything new that has to do with advertising on Facebook. There were several things that I knew about, several things that were somewhat new. One of the things that they're talking about is creating your ads and how much copy you can have on those. That's changed slightly recently in that they won't disapprove ads with too much copy, but they also won't.
But they're not very effective.
They're not very effective, and they won't boost them as much. So, yeah. But they won't delete them anymore. But it's still best to keep the copy down. That's the best practice. But you can get lots of great tips from Blueprint, which is Facebook's learning institution, if you will, now.
Always, they have for you. Always on top of stuff.
Try. It's hard to keep up.
It is, isn't it, with all the changes going on. Facebook Blueprint. Go ahead and Google that, and you can find out more on how you can be more effective with your Google or with your Facebook work.
And hashtag DM Busy Events, or go to the podcast for this show if you weren't sure where to go to find all these links and
there
things.
We will have them there. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, in with us each and every Monday. Networking opportunities in the greater Des Moines metro. And today we were talking about a Facebook opportunity to learn how you can better control that monster. Have yourself a good afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what happened today on Wall Street. Don't look, it ain't pretty. That's next on the Business News Hour.